Ohio will vote on Tuesday. Democrats and Republicans there both believe the state could be critical in determining who will win the White House in November. NPR's Linda Wertheimer is in Cleveland to talk to Ohio voters. And on a Friday night in February in Cleveland, one good place to be is at a fish fry.
It was the first Friday in Lent, and of all the parishes in all of Cuyahoga County where fish was fried last night, we had to walk into the Westside Irish American Club and meet Jim Caffrey.
So if you want to come along, I'll introduce you to a few of the club members.
Jim Caffrey is a genuine celebrity. He'll be the Grand Marshal of Cleveland's St. Patrick's Day Parade next month. We also met his wife, Josephine, who'll ride right along with him.
He has to blow the whistle to start the parade. I think Mr. Kerry will win a lot of delegates, and I would love to see a Kerry Edwards ticket. I think that would be the best ticket in the world to beat President Bush in November. I don't think, you know, Kucinich is going to do anything, or Al Sharpton, you know. But they might have a say-so for the platform, you know. Got their little diggies in that way.
There were hundreds of people crowding into the big dining hall and the adjoining bar, and a frantic staff of volunteers packed into the kitchen, where crispy chunks of cod and potatoes were coming out of the boiling oil. Fish, shellfish, vegetarian lasagna, and potatoes three ways were on the menu. There was a considerable variety of political opinion at the tables around the room. Darlene Masterson is a homemaker who's happy with the president.
I think he's doing fine. I like what he's doing. I like that he's given tax benefits to the people. I like that he's in Iraq and he did what he did and he got rid of Saddam Hussein. I like that he is against abortion. I also like that he is against gay marriages being called a marriage. That's what I like.
Bob Smith retired from the gas company. He says he'll never vote for a Democrat, and abortion is a big reason. So he's also supporting the president.
I'm not in favor of everything he does, but I think he's done a reasonable job. There's a lot of unemployment, which is hurting the country, but I think he's going to try to do what he can do about that. So far, he's not doing a very good job of that. But everything else, I agree with what he's done. I think he was right in going into Iraq, even though they haven't found any weapons of mass destruction yet. So I think he's done something, and that's better than nothing.
The big issue at the Westside Irish American Club and the big issue in northeastern Ohio is jobs. Hundreds of thousands of good manufacturing jobs have been lost in the last few years in Ohio. Kathleen O'Brien says for her, the war and the economy are both important issues, and the president hasn't handled either one well. But the jobs issue is personal for her.
Three of my brothers lost jobs. My one brother was a supervisor in the steel industry. And, of course, that went out of the country. My other brother was in the unions. He was with the pipe fitters. He was laid off as well. And then I had another brother. He was in the trades as well, and he was laid off. And they're all finding it very, very difficult to get work in this economy. Now, I know that in some sector, like in the stock area, there might be some kind of rebound, but it hasn't trickled down to the common man yet.
But that didn't stop Kathleen O'Brien and her friends from enjoying the fish fry. On the Ohio primary, she says she likes John Edwards' sense of the people, but thinks John Kerry is more likely to win in November. And that seems to be the argument that trumps everything in the primaries this year so far. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Cleveland, Ohio.